This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A buddy of mine sheltering in place in Western Canada observed recently that in the last 24 hours, he had done 80% of the gardening he's ever done in his life. Now, I can't send you a bouquet of flowers to help you get through your day today, but I am sending you Victoria's piece here out of Britain.
On the first sunny Saturday of the UK's coronavirus lockdown, I decided to get my hands dirty at home in my front garden, planting tulip bulbs I bought in Holland last year. And apparently, I wasn't alone. At that time, people weren't just stockpiling toilet paper and flour. They were also placing online orders for things to spruce up their flower beds.
We're actually having to turn off the website or prevent people buying certain product categories just to be able to catch up, really.
That's Ed Webb, chairman of Webb's Garden Centre in the middle of England. He said the company has been attracting about four times the number of customers it normally would during the spring selling season.
Historically, our online business has really been built around higher ticket lines like furniture, big landscape material products, and they're still at peak demand and flying out. But what we've seen a ginormous increase in is a demand for things like packets of seeds, plants, grow your own, all the pots and propagation material that goes with that.
While Webb's and other garden centers around the world might be seeing a surge in demand, the picture isn't nearly as sunny at the start of the horticulture supply chain. Data show that in the 5 weeks to April 17th, sales at Royal Flora Holland, which is the world's biggest plant and flower auction, dropped on average 50% each week from the year prior. That's meant many growers are now throwing away up to 80% of their production, according to Marco van Zijverden, boss of the Dutch Flower Group.
Production time for some products 8 weeks, some products 10 weeks, for other products even 3 months. So you cannot stop it right away. We cannot keep the flowers for months in a cold room. It's a fresh product. It's a perishable.
But Marco said some growers across the world have had no choice but to shut down large portions of their production. That stoppage will likely cause another wrinkle as economies begin to reopen later this year.
June is very big, for example, for a wedding season. So the whole wedding season probably is shifting to August, September. Then there can be a huge pressure on the volume of flowers. But it's difficult to judge that. It's so difficult.
The clouds may be starting to clear, though. The rate at which sales have declined at Royal Flora Holland has been slowing in each of the last 3 weeks. That's also about the time Holland's Flower Council launched a campaign across Germany, France, the Netherlands, and the UK, encouraging customers to continue buying flowers and plants to let hope bloom. A rosy disposition, despite thorny times. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.